Around 185,000 migrants came to Canada under the Immigrant Investor Program, and half of those were Chinese. The scheme became so oversubscribed that the government was forced to put a hold on new applications back in 2012 to deal with the backlog. And at the time of its termination this week, there were 65,000 pending applications, and 70% of those were Chinese nationals. Now, the government gave reasons as to why it scrapped this scheme. It didn't benefit the economy here as had been hoped. No new jobs were created as a result, and they looked into what the immigrants did once they came here, and the government here says that on average investor immigrants paid less tax than the average migrant, and they also were less likely to stay here. So they're now looking at more effective immigrant programs. Now, many in the legal community are not surprised by the scrapping of this scheme. It had a reputation as being a backdoor into Canada for the rich, and one immigration lawyer I spoke to today described the immigrant investor program as deeply flawed, abused by unscrupulous consultants to often help organized criminals and corrupt government officials settle here in Canada. So really, a far cry from the business-centric benefits that it set out to achieve. Now, moving forward,